This is Morning Edition on NHPR. It's been a pretty good winter for snowmobiling. Plenty of snow means more time on the trails. But the number of accidental deaths are on the high end, too. NHPR's Hannah McCarthy spent some time with a local snowmobiling club to learn how they balance fun with safety.
The Brookline Icebreakers try not to live up to that name. During one sunny Saturday at Lake Patanapo in Brookline, New Hampshire, club president John Lavoie pointed to the ice fishermen in the middle of the lake. For a snowmobiler, they're the best barometer of ice safety.
All these bob houses out here do ice fishing. When they're not having an adult beverage, they're ice fishing. And they drill holes in the ice. And if you go knock on the door and they'll be like, hey, it's a foot deep today or whatever, they'll let you know.
I met the Icebreakers at their annual poker run, a luck of the draw contest where riders hit trail checkpoints all morning and collect prizes at a barbecue in the afternoon. Men and women, who have been riding for as long as they could walk, milled around on the shore in heavy-duty snow pants and boots. Kids chased each other around on the ice, some on their own tricycle-sized rides. And snowmobiles were everywhere, shooting in blurs across the ice in limitless supply. We rode out on Lavoie's ATV. I sat in the back next to his 2-year-old son, Connor, to get a better look. Lavoie says safety, especially on the ice, is at top of mind for the club.
Every lake is different, so safety precautions are always key. But this is Lake Patanapo, and it freezes deep, it freezes hard, and we have a good time.
There have been 5 snowmobiling deaths in New Hampshire this winter alone, and almost 3 dozen accidents. That isn't unusual for the sport. There are usually 2 to 4 deaths a year, but it is a little high. Major John Wimsatt, who oversees snowmobile education programs for New Hampshire Fish and Game, says that given the registration numbers, those stats don't indicate a major problem with the hobby.
If you look at it in the big picture with, 45,000 sleds recreating out there, the vast majority of the snowmobiling that's taking place is being done without incident and without accident.
Without incident or accident. That is the goal. Chris DeJoy is a member of the Hollis Nor'easters Snowmobile Club. He and Mark Tremblay of the Icebreakers walked me through their approach as we watched riders come in off the ice.
I think a lot of people jump on a snowmobile don't realize how dangerous it can be, but there is a lot of safety training at your disposal and a lot of people willing to know.
I can just throw my ski clothes on and I'll be fine on the sled. Wrong.
Tremblay says he has friends who have gone through the ice and had to rescue themselves, so he's ready for the worst-case scenario.
I keep ice picks, and they've got foam handles and a strap that goes around my neck. So if I'm going in questionable water, I'll put that around my neck, and it fits over my helmet. So if you ever do go in, God forbid, you've got 2 ice picks in your hand that you can grab hold of the edge of the ice and pull yourself out.
They suggest carrying extra gloves and head socks, a towing strap, matches, water, and a trail map, even if you know where you're going. Tremblay always checks the ice conditions on social media sites or through a club, but in some cases, he says, you have to find yourself that ice fisherman.
When Winnipesaukee, for example, was declared ice in on Thursday, but only 4 days earlier, people died and went in right off the Broads. So it's like, that's not safe even now. And with this 40-degree temperature, there's no way. They can call ice in all they want, but you really need to get a report from an ice fisherman.
And once you've covered your bases,
you're going to go on a snowmobile ride today. You're going to.
There's really only one thing left to do.
Okay. All right, I'm ready to go.
You ready?
All right.
For NHPR News, I'm Hannah McCarthy.